What?
Hey.
It's Sparkle in the Middays on 95SX. Hit music now.
All right, welcome back to Sparkle Speaks. I am Sparkle, and with me today,
Yanni Rude hanging in the studio.
I would say that was probably one of our big nights that happened last Monday.
Yes.
Was the Grammys.
They call it music's biggest night.
And they call it that because there's so many pop stars, country stars, every kind of star that gets together, and I love talking about them.
Of course you do.
Yes, of course I do. So I've got a couple things coming up. Like, I'm going to talk to you all Taylor Swift.
Of course.
She sweeps Grammys. Is there a Grammy that she doesn't sweep through?
It's the Taylors.
Yes, it is. And then Lady Gaga tribute. I thought it was wonderful. Coming up in a few minutes. But first is Grammy first.
Ah, interesting take here.
It's Grammy first. Yes, so there was a lot of things that happened at this Grammys that had never happened before. For instance, Demi Lovato, she had never attended a Grammys before ever. Because
really?
Her manager, I think this is good advice, said your first Grammy should always be you are performing, presenting, or accepting. That's it. Then you can start attending regularly.
I'm not coming to watch. I'm coming to do something.
Exactly. And Okay. Everybody knows she performed with Lionel Richie, his classic Hello song, and she killed it. Like, she did so good.
You know, that is one of my classic all-time songs.
It was actually my ringtone, like, when it would be like, hello, and I would answer it.
Why am I not surprised?
Yes.
You know, another surprising first, because I'm surprised to hear that Demi Lovato, that was her first Grammys.
Yes.
But Justin Bieber won his first Grammy ever. Yeah, you know, what it is because he's had so much success for so long. You're like, of course he has Grammys.
I naturally assumed he did. I really did. Especially, like, is there a sales Grammy? Like, for the amount of money you make or the amount of, like, quickness you're famous, there's got to be a Grammy for that. You know what category it was in?
It was actually the Best Dance Recording category for the Where Are You Now with Skrillex and Diplo. Now, this is third nomination, first victory. So congratulations, Bieber. You finally accomplished something.
And he also kind of accomplished something else. He tried to do facial hair.
Uh-oh. What went wrong here?
I love memes. You know that. And it inspired a meme that was like, hi, welcome to Olive Garden. How can I take your order? Just because of his facial hair and the way he was dressed. He tried really hard. His facial hair was rough.
Here's a real test. Was his facial hair worse than his fake cry at last year's award show?
It wasn't fake. It wasn't. Okay. Not doing it.
I'm just saying.
Okay, so another first. This was big for me, too. Adele messes up. Well, I'm sure she does it all the time.
I'm about to say, you know Adele messes up in the studio. Like, she's probably like, beep, 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 you know.
Oh, yeah. She cusses a lot if you see her interviews.
Exactly, so.
Yes, well, we've actually never seen her mess up. Mm-hmm. And she messed up mainly because the mics on her piano, it was just a piano and her, like there was nothing else. They fell during the performance, kind of created a guitar sound, which I actually thought was part of the performance. So I didn't even catch that she messed up.
I'm tone deaf. So, I mean, I heard it and I was like, well, that's a strange sound in that song, but maybe it's just them being artistic.
She then she says that she felt like she was very pitchy and mm-hmm. she felt like she was a little flat. So she says she was super embarrassed. This was on her Twitter. And then also she was on Ellen later saying she was super embarrassed by all of the reactions she got from her Grammy performance. And she pretty much cried all day. That made me sad.
Oh, yeah, it makes you sad when you think of the millions of copies of her albums that she sold. Oh, wipe your tears with those $100 bills, Adele.
I know. She's over it. Everybody's over it. So anyway, so I got more Taylor Swift coming up in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But first, I want to talk about Lady Gaga's tribute to David. I just think it was awesome.
You know, I think this pairing was obviously in the making. For her to do the tribute for David Bowie, because David Bowie was out there. And Lady Gaga is
eccentric. Definitely
way out
yes,
there.
Yes, yes. Very, and they're both very eccentric people.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right.
It's a nice way to say it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Very eccentric. And so the reviews came back. There was a cool lighting effect at the beginning, a cool tech effect,
mm-hmm.
where basically it showed different makeup that he wore. She also dressed like him and tried to do a couple dance moves like he did.
She probably looked exactly like him.
I was gonna say that, but I don't know how to be like a girl looking like a guy. Yeah, she looked very similar to David. Very, very similar. But there was a lot of songs to get through. So the only critique a lot of people said was it felt very rushed. They spent like 15 seconds on each song, but he has a huge career.
His catalog is long, people.
Yeah,
what
so
do you want?
I thought it was really great and everybody else did, except...
Yeah, so his son, who on Twitter goes by @ManMadeMoon, this was his tweet. Quote, overexcited or irrational, typically as a result of infatuation or excessive enthusiasm, mentally confused, end quote. Damn it. What is that word? And if you Google it, it's gaga.
But yeah, everybody's saying like, yeah, he wasn't impressed.
No, that's exactly, if you think about the definition of gaga, he's going, yep, that's exactly what she was when she tried to do a tribute to my dad. Shade.
I mean, so it was cold over there. Super shady. Okay, so we're going to get to Taylor Swift coming and sweeping through the Grammys like she always does.
Of course.
She won, let me tell you about this, Album of the Year, Best Music Video, and Best Pop Vocal Album. But you know who wasn't happy?
Who wasn't happy?
Tori Kelly was throwing some massive shade during her acceptance speech. You can see her meme. Mm-hmm. And literally, she's doing the side eye. And it looked like she wasn't happy.
You know, here's the thing. Here's the thing about these memes that people take. And, oh, she was giving a side eye. This sounds so much like Leonardo DiCaprio situation.
It does.
It's one frame.
Who knows? Like, she could have been, like, thinking what her plans are tomorrow, thinking about, like, she could have literally been doing anything.
She could have just been looking to the right.
And, of course, America's like, what? Shade. And they're just grabbing it.
And one thing I can say about Tori Kelly, plus I'm a big Tori Kelly fan, her performance, absolutely amazing.
So she really can just be like, by the way, go look at how I perform. Why are you looking at my side eye?
Exactly. Leave my side eye alone. I mean, so she was probably happy for Taylor anyway.
I know, but you know who Taylor was happy for more than anybody I think that's ever been happy for a friend? Was her bestest, Ed Sheeran, who won the Song of the Year for Thinking Out Loud.
Yeah.
I mean, they're best friends. She even did a beautiful, sweet, like, tribute to him on his birthday, which was this week. He turned 25. She goes on and on about how happy she is. And then when he got up to accept, like, he's, like, such a boy, like, yeah, I got a Grammy. This is great. Taylor's flipping out. Like, she's screaming, hugging, kissing. Like,
Taylor flips out about everything. And, I mean, she's probably more excited about him winning than her winning, you know?
I mean, I just thought it was cute. And she also puts in her tribute. She was like, I remember when you sat me down and was like, listen to this song that I just wrote. And now we're sitting there celebrating how it got a Grammy. I thought that's really cool. They have a very special music-based friendship.
And people have asked him before, so seriously, have you ever tried to talk to her? Has she ever tried to hit on you? He was like, no, it's just like my sister.
I know, but
no,
like,
as he said, no, it's just like my sister.
Your accent's spot on right there. And then, of course, who was super happy for Taylor Swift was her bestest.
Yeah, Selena Gomez, because, you know, she wasn't going to win anything, so she might as well be happy for Taylor winning.
Ouch.
What?
That was rough.
I like Selena. She's so cute. I do.
And so she comes up, Taylor Swift, after she wins Album of the Year, and she's the first woman ever to win it twice, mm-hmm. and she slams Kanye West. She says,
and as the first woman to win Album of the Year at the Grammys twice, I want to say to all the young women out there, there are going to be people along the way who will try to undercut your success or take credit for your accomplishments or your fame. But if you just focus on the work and you don't let those people sidetrack you, someday when you get where you're going, you'll look around and you will know that it was you and the people who love you who put you there. And that will be the greatest feeling in the world. Thank you for this moment.
I really liked it because I personally think that Kanye did some low blows in the new song. I mean, I don't really like him, you know that, but he went on and on saying that he's trying to take credit for her success, and she's like, no, listen, I deserve everything that I get, and if you work hard for it, then you need to take credit for it.
You know, the one thing I take from that, and the only thing I say that she did wrong, and you're going to say I'm nitpicking about this.
Of course I am.
But when she says, don't let anyone take credit for your accomplishments or your fame, she could have left those three words off, or your fame. Because now you just made it about you instead of about all the little girls that you were talking to. Taylor, you need to get it together.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. We're all human and we all make mistakes, okay? But anyway, so my question is, where was Kanye? He obviously needs the money. $53 million in debt. So he's trying to make songs about people's success. How about you go and perform and actually make some money?
Well, you know, speaking of that too, he did ask Mark Zuckerberg for some $1 billion. And somebody got him on that. Went, hey, so Kanye, how about the next time you ask the founder of Facebook for $1 billion, you don't do it on Twitter.
Yeah, that was slightly awkward. Kanye, not too smart on that. But that's our recap of the Grammys, and we are at 5,000. But remember, you can follow us on all social media. I am at Sparkle Spice on everything.
I am at Yanni Rude everywhere.
All right, catch you guys later.
Hello.
Hey, it's Sparkle.